So this year's Big Brother, Naija, season 6, I guess. It just ended, I think, last month. And as much as I didn't watch it a lot, I didn't watch a lot of episodes. I didn't watch any episodes, but I mean, social media kept us updated. And I got a lot of gist from there. So even if I was not watching, I knew almost everybody in the house. And I have to say that two stories stuck with me during the entirety of the show. I think the first one has to be Tega and Boma's story. There is a lot of backlash. I mean, she's married, he knew she was married, and they were doing stuff. And as much as, yes, so we do not support adultery, I feel like Nigerians were being very hypocritical about it. But okay, fine. Then the second story has to be Saga and Nini's issue. Saga's unhealthy attachment to Nini, which was very weird. And I saw a lot of people saying they wanted love like Saga's. But I don't think a lot of people are able to handle that type of love or attachment, you know. Hi guys, this is Diana again. Welcome to another episode of my podcast. I'm sorry I've been away for a long time. I just had a phase, and yeah, coming out of it was a struggle, but I'm here now and I'm happy to be back. I'm happy that you guys can hear my voice again. I missed you guys. 2 months seemed like forever, but yeah, we're back. So on today's episode, right, I just want to talk about unhealthy attachments, really. I mean, I talked about the whole BBN thing at first, and I feel some of us underestimate how much of a toll being locked in the same space with a couple of people for weeks can be, and the fact that these people were removed from familiar territory and taken to somewhere entirely new. And I feel like that removal or that withdrawal sort of made them form some type of bond or relationships that may or may not have been healthy in some cases. So this brings me talking about my Lagos story. I remember when I first came to Lagos, before I even came, one of the things I panicked about the most was leaving home, leaving my family, leaving my friends. I mean, these are people I have lived with most of my life. Friends in my neighborhood I've grown up with, played with, you know, like right from when we were children, we would play police and thief on the streets, and I was leaving them. It was going to mess with me. I knew it was going to mess with me, but I didn't know to what extent or to what degree until I came to Lagos. At first, though, I was still enjoying the euphoria of being in a new place. I'm here to conquer the city, you know, bad girl vibes. Then I started working. I barely had time to see friends I already had in Lagos because everybody stays far. We know how Lagos is. Today, you say you want to go to the island and you're spending over 2 hours in traffic. I spent 2 hours in traffic just to get to the island today, and it was crazy. I was so upset. But I had to shall make it. So yeah, all that was happening. Yeah, I was enjoying my new job, meeting new people at work. But still, I cannot deny the fact that I missed my friends. I missed my parents. I know there were some days I would just lie in my bed and cry because I was missing my parents. I would want my mommy so bad. And I'm a grown-ass adult too. So imagine crying because you miss your mommy. And there was one day I broke down in the office and someone came and he's like, "Diane, are you crying?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Why?" I'm like, "I miss my mommy." I look like an agbaya, but I beg. A girl misses her mommy, Jerry. So yeah, that happened. And for the longest time, I cannot lie, I was very, very lonely and depressed. Not depressed really, I feel like depression is a reach. But yeah, I felt some sort of way. I started to withdraw from a lot of people. I would not respond to messages or calls except my parents. And I was still in touch with my friends a lot, even though I feel like now it has reduced and I miss them still. But at that time, it was crazy. And that sort of led me to find some sort of coping mechanisms, which included forming some type of attachment to people that, I don't want to say they were not supposed to be my life, but yeah, I feel like I should have made better decisions with people I let into my space at that time, because we all know how human beings are. People are bound to take advantage of these things. And when they see that, okay, you are forming some sort of dependence on being around them or by being around them or something, they just want to take advantage of it and just make you do stuff you should not be doing on a normal day. So yeah, that happened, and it was a lot. It was a whole lot. What I think another thing that made it worse was when I now finally moved to my own place with my flatmates. My flatmate now got a boyfriend. Children of God. It just made it worse for me because I would be in my room and they'll be in there just locked up, holed up, doing whatever they are doing, God knows. And I would just be alone in my room thinking about my life, like, God, am I smelling? Am I a broom in your kingdom or what? But eventually I was able to get used to the fact that he was always there. It did not take away the loneliness, but I was able to get used to it. Now, this whole relationships thing, I met someone eventually who at that time seemed great. It felt like what I needed, you know, and I would be at his most of the time. During the weekends, I would spend my entire weekends there just because I didn't want to be alone at home. Then as time went on, I think after a month or so, I realized that that wasn't what I really wanted for myself. I have been in situations like that where it seems my whole existence or my whole living at that particular point is centered around one person. Then I'm doing it again with a new person in a new city for that matter. So yeah, I had to somehow cut off. I might not have done it in the best ways, but I had to do it somehow or the other, you know. So I feel like sometimes we should not just judge people because we're not in that situation or we've never been in that situation there in at that moment. I also remember a thread on Twitter at some point where this, I think a guy or so, came out to talk about how moving to an entirely new country, there's just that whole loneliness that comes with it because you're not around people you know, you have to start making new friends. And let's be sincere with ourselves, it's not even easy to make new friends like that. I mean, you have to sieve, go through heartbreaks, and friendship heartbreaks are just horrible and cruel. You have to go through all of that just to find someone that you can say, oh, okay, this person is my friend eventually. So yeah, we cannot underestimate how much friendships and companionship means to a lot of us. A lot of us that are used to having people around always want people around. So yeah, this can lead us to making mistakes that we should not make. And also thinking about the fact that, oh, coming from Abuja for me, where everywhere is easy to access, there's no traffic, if I want to see my friend, I could call my friend up at 4 p.m. and I'm seeing him or her by 5 or 4:30. Then in Lagos, I want to see somebody next week, I have to start planning my movement from this week, and I will plan for an entire week. I'll wake up early, take my bath, I'll still enter traffic before I get to where I'm going. So all this stress, I would rather not even leave my house. So yeah, that sort of like pulled me away from a lot of people that I should have been connecting with, since reconnecting with, actually, because I had known them before I came. I couldn't do that because they were far away, they were far from reach. You hear somebody in Ikorodu and you're like, how am I supposed to get to Ikorodu? I don't even know where Ikorodu is. So yeah, I feel that that was it was a big deal for me. I feel like a lot of people don't talk about it enough. We sort of just underestimate how these things affect a lot of people. And we should be more sympathetic, in my opinion. If any of my friends is moving to my city, I feel like I would understand how they feel and try to somehow do better, not always guilt trip them that, oh, you're forgetting about me, like we Nigerians like to do. But yeah, I feel we should be more sympathetic to their cause. So in the long run, yeah, I think I'm getting better now. I'm at a place that I feel happy. Even when I'm by myself, I have come to enjoy my own company. I still miss my friends though. I miss coming out of my house and seeing friendly faces, people I'm used to, standing outside just in front of my house and gisting for at least 2 hours because there's too much to talk about and we cannot finish these conversations. Yeah, I miss my friends. But the good thing about this whole experience was I made new friends eventually. I live with most of them in the same building, but these guys are amazing. They are more like family right now. We know each other's parents. I can call on these guys anytime, and it just feels really amazing to make these new connections. So yeah, I feel like I have sort of come to a good place, a better place, according to Davido said a better time. So yeah, a better place really. So I just hope we're going to be more sympathetic to people's causes and just understand better. I know this sounds like a very sad episode, but it's not a sad episode. I'm actually quite happy I can talk about it now. And I think I'm done today. So yeah, this is going to be the end of today's episode. It's not so long. I know people are going to kill me. I know people are going to kill me for this episode being short, but I beg, people should rest. I just wanted to say I was back and I missed you guys, really. I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. You guys are always the bomb. Thank you all for always listening and liking, and the feedback has always been amazing. I love it so much. So yeah, please don't forget to click on the link, share with your friends, family, whoever. Don't forget to always give me feedbacks, and if you have anything you want me to talk about, I don't mind ideas. And also don't forget to follow me on social media. Let baby girl blue. So my handles, the same handles all through, _ DAYAANA _, that's Diana _ Diana _, yeah, basically. So yes, thank you so much for listening. I love you guys. Have a nice weekend. Ciao.